Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's a lot of activity on the U.S. Senate campaign trail in Massachusetts. The head of the Massachusetts Democratic Party wants Republican Senate candidate Gabriel Gomez to share a list of companies that he provided services to while working for a private equity firm. The party says Gomez's Senate financial disclosure form is incomplete. The Gomez campaign says during the time period covered by that form, Gomez did not directly provide services to any companies in his equity firm's portfolio. Republicans gathered in Worcester last night at a fundraiser for Gomez, while earlier yesterday, Democrats turned out to hear First Lady Michelle Obama at a fundraiser for Democratic Senate candidate Congressman Ed Markey. WBUR's Fred Tice filed this report.
The Markey fundraiser was at the luxurious Taj Hotel in the Back Bay. Only a print pool reporter was allowed in. We were able to talk to people as they headed into the hotel. The Markey campaign says the 275 guests raised $600,000 for Markey. One of them was Joanne Breuer of Brookline.
How do you see the race right now? Are you worried? Are you confident?
No, I'm worried.
Tell me why.
Because Gomez looks good on paper, as long as you don't look below one level of paper. No matter what he says, I think he will vote with the majority of Republicans. And Markey will not. Markey will stand for gun control and for social services and the things the government needs to do to help people.
Shirley Partall of Brookline has similar concerns.
And I think Gomez possibly can be a threat. And we've been surprised by people like Scott Brown before.
But Jim Haber of Wayland expresses confidence in Markey.
It's going to get uglier and there's going to be a lot of outside money.
From the Taj, where rooms start at $350 a night, to Anthony's Barbershop off a back parking lot in Worcester. That's where Gomez, the man who worries some Democrats, was taking questions. One answer revealed something about how Gomez came by his beliefs. A woman asked whether he would support a federal law that would prohibit workplace discrimination against gays and lesbians. Gomez told a story about his time at the Naval Academy. Before he graduated, one of his best friends, number three in the class, was called into the commandant's office and was asked if he was gay. He honored the honor code that you cannot lie. He was kicked out 2 days later with no diploma.
Didn't get his commission, had to pay back part of his education, and I would have been proud to serve this young man. He was a good friend of mine, and is still a very good friend, a big supporter right now. Anywhere, anyhow, any place. He had proven himself more capable than any of us, quite frankly. And I don't think there should be any kind of discrimination anywhere, whether it's race, gender, religion, or political belief.
Gomez was in Worcester for a fundraiser of his own. He seemed unfazed by all the money raised at the Markey event.
Well, I hope he raises $600,000 with Michelle Obama. That'd be great. A lot of people would love to go see Mrs. Obama. That's awesome.
But then again, in a state that loves the Obamas, maybe that was just the political answer a Republican candidate should give. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.